Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Mate, and you can call in. I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven
break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And today feels like somewhat of a reset to springboard into our summer. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth.
That's a fact, man. That's a fact. I'm excited, man. Listen, the weather is getting beautiful. The sun is out. It's starting to feel like summer around here, and
full tilt summer.
Full tilt summer, man. So this is good times. And you start at this time. This is what I love about June. June is the cleanse. Because June through about mid-July is the cleanse. You get it all out. You because about mid-July.
August 1st, it's on. So
that's what I was going to say.
So June 17th or July 17th, you're kind of like, all right. Any last words?
Anxiety start.
Right.
Right now, anxieties aren't there. Because like I can say, I think football team's going to win 10 games. And it's so far out that I don't have to
own it. Yeah, you know, own it tomorrow.
You know, like, but then around mid-July, like you said, about July 17th, it starts to get to where you're like, okay, everything that I cleansed now, and basketball, we'll get to that. We're still, I think, adding a piece or two here, so we're still kind of in building mode there. But of course, different timeline because they're in. But July 17th is when you almost go, okay, football, basketball, baseball, everything's over. Now we have a full picture of what's to come this fall.
Yep.
And you start to get – so I enjoy this cleanse.
I mean, we're talking a good 6 weeks, you know, that disappear like that. You know, six good weeks is when we're supposed to be when we're winning our conference championship right now.
Yeah.
I started it on Monday. This is where it goes. Nikki V in the booth. Nikki, what's going on, my man?
They want the boot.
Sticky fingers. Sorry about that, everybody. There's a mystery on the office. There's white sauce all over Jack's desk. And as always, I'm being accused of it. Because if anything is ever messy in the studio, it's always my fault. I've done some investigating. It's ranch dressing. And I don't remember eating ranch, but I don't know who did this morning. Avery only had like a Frappuccino, and I don't know. So there's a mystery afoot, but as always, innocent until proven guilty. So, my ass.
So are we saying it wasn't there yesterday?
No, I don't think it was there yesterday.
So Nick, you're saying it bothers you when people are guilty until proven innocent?
Depends on the case.
Kind of surprises me coming from you. Just feel like that's the world you live in.
Okay, I almost had a line this morning that I thought it would have made you laugh. But Drew was talking about trusting the dentists. I was like, so Diener, trust the science. How about that?
Drew did. Drew did.
Yeah, he did say that.
He did. Yeah. It's not much of a science when they can look at your teeth.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, not...
fool your...
Not well.
Yeah. Anyway, abort.
We're all laughing like it's terrible, you know.
You know, not force you. Take away all your rights.
Yeah, we're like,
we have the video today, right? Okay, you just doing the little arm motion got me.
Can't buy food unless you got this.
Like, okay. you know what you're doing, Steve?
What's that?
You're living the life of a delegation member.
I believe that. I've started watching Boondocks, so I do believe that.
Listen, nobody laughs. Nobody can find the humor in the sick society like my delegation. Listen, the saying is, being black is dangerous, but it's lit.
Yeah.
Listen,
working here for the time I have.
Right.
I would never pretend to know exactly what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've taught me that and tremendous life lessons with raising my kid. But I have an idea.
Like, I have an idea. Sometimes it's like this is kind of what, yeah. I get a macro perspective. Yeah, sometimes
I have somewhat of an idea.
And I'm gonna watch The Office. I'm gonna start watching it.
And listen,
fully.
I think that's fair
tonight,
because you should, because the way I started Boondocks, and I'm just like, it's freaking awesome,
dude. That's a top five cartoon.
It's incredible.
That is a top five.
Marcus
cartoon.
Brought it to me yesterday. Freaking incredible. I sat there last night for probably 2 hours, just watched it. Cracked me up. I was crying laughing.
And it's,
dude,
like I said, and holds up.
It's awesome.
It's dangerous how well.
No, it's what woke meant. Like, truly meant. It's what, like,
I agree.
I love that show.
You hijacked the word woke. You and your compadres hijacked woke.
Hey, I don't think anyone's woke. I just think some of us have stopped hitting the snooze alarm.
Somebody said, how did you investigate it, Nick? Did you actually taste it?
Yeah, I did.
Jeez!
You, Marcus,
just put your finger in there and went...
Yeah. Because it's obviously some sort of, like, food item.
Why?
What do you mean? Because it looked... You could see... Look. It wasn't that. Trust me.
There are so many white.
What else could it have been?
Nick, none of us thought it was that.
I smelled it. It smelled like a food item. So all I did, it wasn't like I slurped it up. I just did the little boop, like pinky in.
Look what he did. Look what he did, Steve.
Well, pinky
he
in.
He did it like cocaine. Like,
I know.
A pinky cocaine.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you rub it on your gums as
I was
well?
Like a you know, after the first one, because, yeah, it tasted pretty good, and then I...
Meet me at the bodegas. New Friday.
You see little spoons around here.
If it is what you say it is, you pay him and bring it back. For that, you make $5,000.
If it has... Listen, if the sauce isn't on the side, I send it back. You'll laugh at that. When you finish The Office, you're going to laugh at that. That's going to be funny to you. Hey, if it's not on the side, I send it back.
Okay.
By the way, can I say this really quick? We have a great show planned today.
Oh, yeah.
We have something we never do. We've actually loaded up some guests today. We have at 10:30, we're going to take a few minutes. We're going to talk to Impact Wrestling Hall of Famer Gail Kim.
Indeed.
WWE, I mean, everywhere, all around the world. At 10:50, we're going to talk to Louisville legend Robbie Valentine.
Boom.
At 11:05, we're going to talk to Mark Spiegel, who, shout out to Ty Spaulding, who had this morning, the 502 Circle. This is the guy. So you're going to want to hear at 11:05, and you're going to hear out of the guy, the one, the man, about what exactly this is all about.
Listen, y'all. The guy.
Yeah.
Y'all know how...
The $10 billion company guy.
You know how, like, we talk about...
And that's public info, so you can say that. Yeah,
like, you know how we talk about things, and we say, hey, some things may be in motion. Y'all should just relax. And... sometimes Oz might come off from behind the curtain to hang out with your boy Maven and Rummage. Just like, hypothetically, Reese Gaines may have just gave some of the most insightful commentary about the entire Louisville program that you may have ever heard in the shortest of interviews. Okay, so where do we start? Now, I mean, do I have to do any NBA cleanup with y'all? Like I said, I know you coming from doing a morning show that covers kind of a wider spectrum.
There's not a lot to clean up. It's kind of a dull. I, hate to be that guy because I can always find the excitement in sports.
Right.
This playoffs has just been dull.
Mm.
Man, like I'm fighting it. So it's like...
Whoever wins. Yeah.
And I don't like that, man. I don't like that I feel that way.
I wanna,
and it's not about the teams that are in.
I want to tell you this small story really quick.
Okay.
Friend of mine. You know, I had to take care of some business.
Sure.
Early evening professional meeting, you know, over at my apartment.
Okay.
We end up talking for a little while to the beginning of the playoffs. You know, this friend of mine doesn't really know much about, you know, the game, the details of basketball. You know, just the nuts and bolts of basketball, right?
Sure.
So I've basically said, okay, this is how this works. And this is what I want you to look for.
Okay.
You know what I said? I said, find the smallest guy and watch how many times his man is scoring. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So my business partner is looking, and they're watching Steph Curry end up on the receiving end of bucket after bucket after bucket, right? I say, okay, Boston Celtics. I say, you go find, you know, the guy that looks like they're probably the weakest
right
athlete out there.
Absolutely.
And watch how many times their guy.
Absolutely.
And listen, and you can watch NBA basketball, and you can see the mistake, and you can watch a team just execute, kill shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like a loose ball that ends up in Klay Thompson's hands. This is why you never get enough of Steph Curry running back down the court while the play's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good these people are at the sport of basketball. There's a little short video going around of them asking guys about streetball players and the scoffing nature of Kyrie and who's my guy played with LeBron wing it's on Vlad TV, like, who's on Dancing with the Stars. Shumpert, Kyrie Irving, couple guys, they're asking him like, okay, what do you think about hot sauce? And they're just like, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, shut your mouth. Like, don't, no professor, no hot sauce, no, all these names are just stupid characters. Like, they're cartoon characters.
The air up there.
I mean, we watched it, Rafer Austin. Like, we watched it happen.
And he was the only one who could even put a representation of professional level basketball.
He was aight.
Yeah, and it took him 13 years removed from and one mixtape.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, Kyrie was like...
And, like, Skip to My Lou was like a... It's like one of the most well-known streetball names, like, ever.
Ever!
Yeah.
And they're just like... Like, Kyrie's like, we take care of our bodies. They don't do that. We, you know, just like from the start to finish, we're professionals. Mm-hmm. He's like... He said, hot sauce. It's like, I saw him out there in a pro-am, and by the end of it, they were laughing because he was ketchup. Could you imagine... Hot sauce out on Pro-Am.
Just getting tore to pieces out there.
Just getting tore to pieces.
Like, okay, yes, he can do these moves. Do you think he can get around one person or can stay in front of one person?
He can't beat Tim Henderson.
Right. Yeah. I love Tim.
You think hot sauce can beat Tim Henderson?
I mean, in their prime.
You think hot sauce could beat Tim Henderson in his prime?
Yeah, you're going to make beef between me and Tim, and I like Tim.
I don't think hot sauce could beat Tim Henderson in his prime.
Twitter poll? Who wins one-on-one?
No,
hot sauce, Wichita.
I don't want to put Tim Henderson on that poll.
Tim Henderson's going to be like, what the heck? Where did this stray bullet come from?
What did I do?
Yeah. No, you're probably right. I get your point. I mean, yeah, like.
You know what? Go with it, Nikki. Tim Henderson.
Yeah.
Tag Tim, though.
Yeah, attacks him.
He's liable to call us.
Yes.
What's going on?
Marcus Maben asks, who wins? Listen, three games.
Best of three.
Best of three with the referee.
Best of three with a referee.
Can I do that?
Yeah. Because it's ball.
Best of three with a referee.
But here's the thing. If I can grab the ball with two hands. Start dribbling. You're like, hey, you can't do that. Tim's going to say, hot sauce, my man. You can't do that. Like, it's not bad. And with a referee, best of three, Tim Henderson or hot sauce.
With a ref, so he can't do the wacky.
He can't stick a basketball
in his shirt and spin it around, right?
Spin around, run around somebody.
Can he wear his sleeves?
Yes.
Okay. At least give me the sleeves.
Can he do this?
Yeah. At least give me the sleeves.
I'm taking Tim Henderson and torch hot sauce.
Okay.
He'll win two out of three. 81-50, 93-9 is the number. 38-31, 93-9. I think Tim Henderson. This goes back to my Ryan McMahon can dunk.
Okay.
Did we ever settle that?
I said Ryan McMahon could dunk. I said
somebody
I agreed
said
with
he
you.
Couldn't though.
I know, but I was like, no, I think he can dunk. He probably just not great, but
Professor Luke Hancock. Why did you think about that?
Luke, yeah,
would destroy Professor.
I know.
Steve.
Yeah.
Why did you
no,
even
I,
think
I,
about?
No, I Luke, totally agree. No.
Hey, Luke. Steve thought about it.
I didn't say that.
I said Luke Hancock or the professor, and Steve's eyeballs even went up to his brain to think about that. That's how warped and one mixtape basketball has gotten.
Well, Professor was right in my wheelhouse. Like, Professor and Spida, they were like the two that were winning, and I was like,
maybe they, maybe they deserve a shot.
I know. My cousin just texted me, like, we had a dude. It's funny you say this because, like, we had a dude that we played high school ball with, right? Mm. And, like, I remember he was literally, it was the same guy that took charge on me. And so, you know, I was like, dude.
And pick up.
Yeah, but he was literally, like, we were in the gym. And he was like, I could beat Edgar Sosa. Little bitty. And we were like, are you freaking joking? Like, you know,
it'll piss you off.
Yeah,
too,
at first yeah, everybody was like, ah, shut up, Davis. You can't be the. He's like, no, I swear to God, you brought Edgar Sosa in, I could beat Edgar Sosa. Like, okay, now I'm like, okay, hang on. Because you almost look like you're serious.
Right,
like,
right, right.
You think New York Gauchos guard, Edgar Sosa.
Yeah.
You could beat him in a game of one on one.
Like, to the score
yeah,
of,
I know.
Of 11.
Yeah, it was like, come on, dude. Yeah, so like there was a real and I get what you're saying because mm-hmm. it was like legitimately before the conversation was over, like there was a few of us were like pissed off. We're like, yeah. Dave, it's like I can't be your friend, dude. If you really seriously think like you could beat Edgar Sosa.
It's like where else is your judgment that bad?
Yeah, like I'm not sure you can beat everybody in this gym.
And none of us can beat
Yeah, it's like you picked Edgar Sosa of New York City? Like, even, and I love Jerry. At least Jerry, you'd be like, oh, you know, maybe he's a little slower. Maybe he's trying to pull up for jump shot or whatever. I'm like, you picked Edgar Sosa.
Are we loaded in here? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's always important, though, just to say these things out loud. Like I said, use Tim Henderson as an example.
Somebody said Tim wins if you're playing with actual basketball rules. Somebody said, I don't know. That's what I'm saying. The professor was cool with it. How tall is Professor?
Look up how tall Professor is and put him on a court with Luke Hancock. How stupid would you? But here's the thing, Steve.
I mean, the Professor is 6'6".
The Professor is not 6'6".
He's 5'8".
Do you know how little 5'8" is?
He's 145.
He's 5'8". And listen, here's the problem. Tell me how big again, the professor. Everybody who y'all love the professor, tell me how. Give me his dimensions one more time, Steve.
5'8", 145.
And here's the problem. If you type in the professor, right?
Uh-huh.
You know what he'll say? There's a video of him right now, and he talks about it's politics.
Is why he couldn't get in the
league. This is why me and Steve get so angry every single day in the sports world. Because, hey, Steve,
yeah,
dead serious, almost ready to cry.
I mean, you know, I went to a small junior college, and the coach didn't really like me. And then I did this, and then and one, and then they came into our town. And then I tried out for them. I did my thing, and then I was like, hey, I should get a shot. And then the NBA camps came around. Because you came into the office, and they said, who are you representing?
I hate that guy too, man. I hate that guy. It's like, well, why didn't you play basketball in high school? Oh, man, the coach hated me. No, the coach. Dude, unless you did something to the coach's son or daughter, no coach has ever cut somebody because they just hated you. You know what I mean? Like,
listen, there's a friend of mine, a lady friend of mine, who always says, my baby giant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, how big is he? I'm 6'2".
I know.
I'm like, that's not even a guard.
I know.
That's not even a guard, Steve.
No, I mean, yeah.
6'2 is, you have to have a 60-inch vertical to even get on the court. Let me get to the phone lines before I ruin everybody's
career. I played center. You're talking to, just preach to the choir here.
Frank, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Here's the thing. We even talking about this. Marcus? Steve?
I know.
You know, now listen, I got two words for you, Steve, and that will kill any thought of a comparison. Spike Albright. You remember what Luke Hancock did in the championship game?
Yeah.
And that game actually happened. Spike Albright looked every bit of like John Stockton. He looked like Jason Williams. All of that in one half, and Luke destroyed him. It's like, whatever you can do, I can do better.
Wow, but still, so, now, hang on, Frank. I mean, Spike gave us 25 that game.
But see, here's the thing. That's my point. You know, I mean, you know, Spike had his 15 minutes of fame, reached out to Kate Moss or whoever, was like, hey, you know, I'm glad you watched me, whatever. But you know, but then Luke said, all right, time for the big boy to come out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's, you know, fair. And one, and as you say, it ruined the perception of basketball. My son had played high school basketball, and he was trying to do that stuff. Coach told him flat out, look, get out of here. Matter of fact, send him home for the day. So, you know, it's all entertainment. But I do have a question for you guys, okay?
Okay.
Now, you know, some of these Kenny Payne haters, you know, because we what was the young man that went to Gonzaga?
Malachi Smith.
Yeah, you know, now Kenny's only been here, you might as well say, a weekend. And, you know, he started off late. But you know, we had kids that we were looking at, and they went to other schools. Now here's the thing: now we can already get Amani Bates if everything works out. So you have three interchangeable parts with Lance, with Ree, actually four, with Lance, with Devin Ree, Bates, and also Mike James. And you know, and everybody's still talking about, well, Louisville's not going to be that good. I think that, you know, it's bulletin board material, but my question to you guys is that what we have coming in, what we have already, do we really need a point guard? And I'm going to hang up and answer. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate it. Yes, we do need a point guard. I would like to have one. Okay, so let me address something right now. Let me address something right now, and it hasn't been said. And, Frank, I'm cutting this off before it even develops any tentacles. What I'm saying is the truth, okay? I don't want to hear this phrase for my existence. Listen, you remember we banned Ages? You remember we banned Aubrey from this show? Now he's kind of back in the fold.
Yeah.
But we've banned
Drake, not Aubrey the producer.
Okay.
She's more than welcome.
Avery. Okay. So, thank you for being mature. This phrase, Frank, that you used.
It's just the worst.
Kenny Payne haters. I'm going to say this right now. There is no team of Kenny Payne haters. It's not true.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah. There is no team of Kenny Payne haters. Okay? Now, some people have some little demons inside of them that they can't control. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not a Kenny Payne hater. There's not a team of Kenny Payne haters. Some people just can't be happy on the inside. You know, some people just want to find their angles to they're agents of chaos. You know, like, you can't control somebody, Steve, who cannot help but to find something negative in a situation.
Absolutely.
That's not a Kenny Payne hater.
No.
That's, I'm going to find something negative about this situation.
Yes.
You know? Like, listen, I listened to you this morning. I listened to y'all talk back and forth. I listened to, well, maybe because everything else took so long, and I'm like, we had Nolan Smith in 6 days.
I know.
We had Danny Manning in 12 days. Like, we had a Friday announcement, Steve, and then a Friday announcement, Steve.
I know.
And then another Friday. Like, we put week after week after week, we put announcements together back to back to back. It wasn't taking forever. So these little phrases, like, crank, don't even give that light, because that's not what, like I said, when it's impossible to look at his first tenure and say,
yeah,
okay, that's behind schedule. Anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's impossible.
Yeah. It was nice to talk with Mark or with Mike Baker this morning, too, and to kind of hear him kind of clarify, like, hey, I don't think we're very far away.
Okay.
I just would – I'm just impatient with it.
Yeah, right.
Because I asked him, I said, you think we have a – and I know we got guests to get to and stuff. And we can do that here in just a second. But it's like – I was like, you think we have a top three or four front court in the country?
Do I need to take that? Or do we take a break really quick? Okay.
Let's do that. Let's take a break. Reset. We'll do some things.
I'll
keep
on schedule.
And we'll get
quick
back
commercial
to
break, middays with Marcus Maybin on 939 The Ville. It's middays with Marcus Maybin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People know we all have our areas of expertise. Listen, when we're talking about the details of certain sports, Marcus Maybin steps up. When we're talking about special interests like Steven, my man Nikki have for you, I defer.
No, I know. And listen, and we're doing something today. Like I said, we never really do.
Mm.
I mean, this is not what we do. We have some guests lined up today, some exciting ones, some
for sure.
Legends all around from the world of wrestling, from the world of Louisville basketball, from the world of NIL even.
Mm.
So we have everywhere. But we're going to kick it off right here with a Hall of Famer herself. From Impact Wrestling, Gail Kim. Gail, welcome into ESPN Louisville 93.9 The Ville. What's going on?
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much for having me. I'm honored.
Listen, there is a couple of us in this studio, myself and our producer, Nick Valvano. We are, I mean, diehard wrestling fans since we were young. So we're honored to be speaking with you right now. So this is awesome for us, absolutely. So, again, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're here.
I love Louisville, by the way. I used to live there.
Yes. I was going to ask you about that. I know you used to be here and a lot of things. So I know you have some background here. So it's good to have you back on the back home a little bit. So yeah, absolutely.
Very fond memories. Very fond memories. That's where I started my wrestling career.
Well, let me ask you, since we have you on here, so let me just start off. Sunday, June 19th, obviously you're on here right now, Impact Wrestling, Slammiversary 2022 from Nashville, Tennessee. You're on here to promote it, obviously one of the bigger shows of the year. Excited, a lot of people. And from Louisville, I know a lot of people, it's a trip that a lot of people here in Louisville can make and do make.
Definitely, not too far away. Yeah, not too far away. You know, it's a really special pay-per-view celebrating 20 years of Impact Wrestling, TNA, obviously, previously. I've been through with this company for 15 of those 20 years, so I'm really excited. It's a special night. It's a really special night for us.
Absolutely. Talking with Hall of Famer Gail Kim here of Impact Wrestling. Something I want to ask you about, because, you know, you've been in the game and you've watched a lot go on, you know, throughout the years and watched women's wrestling evolve into what it is today. And even at this pay-per-view, I mean, you're going to have – I've watched – watching through the years, have watched many King of the Mountain matches, watched stuff like that, and just – how much pride do you take in, like, even at Slammiversary, you're going to have a Queen of the Mountain match? I mean, and it's something that's not looked at anymore as almost something apart. It's like, no, yes, that is a normal occurrence now, and it's going to be awesome. And you have, you know, you have tremendous competitors in there. How much pride have you kind of taken in being of the people that's a catalyst for what we see in women's wrestling today?
Yeah, just like you're saying, you know, that it's not necessarily seen as this big, big thing. Of course, this is a historic match and everything, but the fact that we brought women's wrestling to what it is today, to what you just said, where it's almost like, okay, this is a normal occurrence. And, you know, when I started, there was about, I think, 4 to 5 knockouts, and to see that we're at 20 knockouts now, around that number, and that everyone's participating in a strong way and contributing to the show, it's amazing. You know, whether they have roles like Maria Kanellis being part of a faction like Honor No More, to the girls in this historic match. You know, I was just saying, I saw the graphic on social media the other day, and I was like, wow, this match is going to be amazing.
Yes.
Jordan Grace, Chelsea Green, Mia Yim, you know, all the others, and the fact that we've never had this before, and I'm going to be a part of it as well as a producer. I'm just so excited. And to be able to look back, you know, I always tell this story. Recently, Austin Kong just got inducted into the Hall of Fame last year. And Tracy Brooks, who was one of the original knockouts, who they hadn't been there for so long. And they kind of looked up at the stage and saw all the girls that were up there. And it was about almost 20 girls, and they said, wow. They both separately said to me, wow, with tears in their eyes. Literally, I can't believe what this division has become, and we're so proud that we were able to start this and be a part of it and create this and what it's become today. And, you know, for me to be able to be a part of it still to this day, it's just incredible.
How did you mentioned Awesome Kong really quick? This is just my own. I have to go rogue and ask this. How was that moment? You guys were able to share a special moment recently, and it looked like there was so much emotion in the ring. And you guys have had such a rivalry over the years. How special was that to you to kind of get to do that at that time?
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning, we didn't know what it was going to be. You know, we just wanted to wrestle, and we didn't know that it was going to be this magical chemistry. It was kind of like, okay, we're going to bring in this amazing wrestler from Japan who is completely different from what the women's wrestling had seen at that time. And they kind of just threw us in the ring together.
Yeah.
We wanted it so bad, and we were so passionate, and all the other girls, and we knew we had a lot to live up to and prove. And so what it became over the years, the magic, we couldn't have asked for anything more. And then to culminate to that moment where she retired in the ring, and that was a truly authentic moment where I didn't even know she was going to say that.
I was going to say, you found that out, right? I remember reading an article, like, you and Mickey found that out at the same, like, at that time.
Yes, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house, to be honest, because, you know, when you share that kind of bond, and, you know, all the women feel that passion as well because they have the same passion. It's, like I said, I couldn't have asked for a better happy ending to that all, and to close that chapter of our careers together. We'll always share a special bond, no matter what, that mutual respect, and to know that we share that in the ring together is special.
Hall of Famer Gail Kim joining Middays with Marcus Maben. We had Moose and Vicky James in the studio, and this was a couple months ago when you guys made a stop in the 502. We asked them this, and I want to get your thoughts on it. It's an exciting time in wrestling with all these quote unquote forbidden doors being knocked down. I mean, you have Honor No More, the Ring of Honor, you know, staples in Impact right now. You guys have had a working relationship with AEW. New Japan's in the mix with Bullet Club. Your thoughts on this exciting time in wrestling?
I just love it. You know, I love the fact that so many people love wrestling, so therefore there's more wrestlers out there trying to achieve their goals, and there's more opportunities for everyone. So the more companies, the better. The more opportunities to have those open doors for each other and within the companies, I think it's even better and more exciting for the fans. The fans, of course, have, you know, the companies they may be loyal to, but they love when we cross over. They love when they can be able to see wrestlers from, you know, their favorite wrestlers from one company face the other wrestlers from another company.
Right.
I just love that we can all win in this. It doesn't have to be WWE, Impact, AEW, New Japan. It can be all of them.
Absolutely. And it really is. I mean, I feel like the wrestlers win, but also the fans. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of dream matches and everything. And also tonight, Impact, it could be seen on Access TV at 8 o'clock. Josh Alexander, he's facing Joe Doring. We're going to have Josh on tomorrow, actually, the Impact Wrestling Champion. I noticed something. You guys are both Canadian. You following?
And his opponent is Canadian too. Climb Over the main event, right?
Yeah, that's right.
It would be Josh Alexander versus Eric Young, who you know, they both have a lot of experience over the years. I'm really interested to see this match because I just have nothing but the utmost respect for both of them. You know, they've contributed a lot to this company, and they're both veterans and both incredible workers in the ring. So I'm excited, not only for the Queen of the Mountain. I'm actually excited also to see what faces they're going to be appearing at Slammiversary because, you know, it is our 20th anniversary. There's going to be a lot of nostalgic moments, I'm sure. Even I don't know everyone that's going to be there, so I'm excited to see.
Well, I know it's Honor No More and the Impact Originals, and there's two spots yet to be named.
There's two spots, yes. I don't even know who that is yet.
So she's making sure she can hear the excitement in her voice. She's like, hey, I don't know.
Fellas, just don't be asking.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, one last one.
It's a creative thing, right? So
yes.
I actually am not part of that department. So I was asking for a couple of weeks. I'm like, who is it? And now I've come to the point where I'm like, okay, don't tell me. I just want to be surprised.
Well, let me get you one more, and then we'll get you out of here. Thank you so much for your time. How do you stay in such great shape with the food that must be cooked your home with Robert Irvine?
Well, the key is that he doesn't cook at home.
Okay,
but
fair enough.
I eat out a lot, and I keep a pretty healthy diet, and I do work out every day. So, you know, I'm not getting any younger, so I got to keep up with the young talent on the roster.
Gail Kim, thank you so much. Hall of Famer. I want you to know how much of an honor it was for Nick and myself to chat with you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us here.
Yeah, hope everyone tunes in June 19th, Slammiversary, or 20th anniversary.
All right, it's Gail Kim. Appreciate it. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's so fun. I loved it. That's like, yay!
I'm a big fan. We've interviewed a lot of people, but Steve and I like always say this, like, we get giddy when we interview the wrestlers.
Cut off both of your mics 1 second.
Okay.
All right, this will be good, I'm sure.
Listeners of Middays with Marcus Maven, who are these two gentlemen that I have been working with? How good was that? Did they just turn into two different human beings? Every single day, I have to struggle and fight to keep these two gentlemen on task. I just realized, again, no. You people just realized. Did you hear the talent outside of him pronouncing, forgetting my name? Nikki
yes.
and Steve's execution of that interview was incredible. They were just so locked in. They sounded so professional, so good. I'm watching Nikki. He's on the phone. He's making sure he gets all the information right. Steve is setting up the questions. They're passing it back and forth. I'm like, I feel cheated.
That was exciting.
That was a blast.
Gail, you brought out, listen, you've raised the bar in this studio and don't even realize I'm not accepting anything less from either of you than what you just gave to Gail Kim.
Yeah.
Nothing less is acceptable from this point forward. That
That was fun.
That was a good time.
Bravo, that was a good time. Thank you, Marcus.
So are we going to take Robbie or are we just going
to
take him?
I'm just waiting for him to give me a buzz. And then, yeah, so we might as well just keep it locked here.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay.
We have a few back to back.
Yeah, because we're going to have a big guest in the first part of the next hour as well. This is what I want to do then. Mm-hmm. I'll just take a quick second.
Okay.
Now, I've always been a little squeamish about bringing content from Made for the Ville into the day show.
But
you
have to on this.
But yeah, this was one. It's just I can speak of Made for the Ville like it's an independent show, a different.
Well, like I said, we're gonna have Robbie Valentine mm-hmm. on. We're gonna have Mark Spiegel on here at the beginning for the NIL 502 Circle. But you're gonna want to hear what Marcus is bringing from One Reese Games later.
Speaking of great former players.
Yeah.
We have one, Robbie Valentine, joining
us. Sir.
Robbie,
welcome.
How's it going, my man?
Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Really good. Feeling good. Listen, this is the time of year where the name Robbie Valentine is just like one of the most spoke about names in the Louisville community. What do you have going on? Catch people up.
Well, I have my camp going on right now. I'm in my fourth day of the first week. And enjoying it more than everything. This is really the first year the kids don't have to wear masks and they're actually free, and we're still checking temperatures and all that, but it's been an excellent week so far.
Okay, Robbie, let me ask you this. Do you have, like, I know you don't want to get nostalgic. I know you don't want to feel old. Listen, you're in great shape. Do you sometimes do the math and count how many camps you've actually had and how many kids you've actually, influenced over the rest of your life? Do you have any numbers so we can get some perspective on how you're just like a staple of the summer camp legacy?
Well, 15 years, 15,000 kids. Before the summer started, and I've been doing it 36 years, and I usually always average, 4 weeks of camp during the summer, and then I do a spring break and Christmas camp for kids that just, parents fall in short financially. Mm. And so, and I do 2 weeks during the summer at no cost for kids that it's less fortunate, and I really try to focus on south and west end of the city.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about those numbers, do they make you feel younger, or does it make you go into like total Danny Glover mode or something?
Well, honestly, Mabe, it makes me want to keep doing it, because mm-hmm. when you walk into hospitals and you see doctors, when you go to a bank, you see bankers, and you see CEOs, and you see that a lot of the kids that come to my camp have been successful. Mm. And that's what makes me want to keep doing it, because more and more kids need people like you and me and adult mentors in our life, because there's a different kid out there. When we were kids, anybody that's our age or my age, there wasn't a kid that's 50 years old because the parents didn't get a switch or a belt and bust your butt.
Right.
Kids don't get weapons anymore. They don't get no kind of weapons. So the discipline is different. The motivation is different than ever before.
Not that we're just advocating for complete corporal punishment, but the level of discipline that you got is definitely something missing from our communities. I would agree with that.
Look, that's awesome.
Sounds like exciting moment. Listen, did you purposely time that roar in the background, or was that organic?
Well, there's kids on the floor, and they're going through some drills right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, Robbie, let me ask you this. A Yum Center, like I said, along with the camps, your Yum Center profession has just like you have been a pipeline, through the University of Louisville. How's that going on the Yum Center front?
It's great, man. The one thing that's happening with the emergence of Kenny Payne, people are buying tickets, they're buying suites, all the VIP seating around the floor. It's sold out. Mm. It's the most amazing thing that I've seen in over 20 years. That we all, meaning any player that played at Louisville, we feel like, I feel like we're a part of the program again. And the alumni brothers that we have, we're all talking. We all always talk, but now it's a different talk because we got a guy that's one of us. And all these kids, I had Jalen Weathers here speaking Tuesday.
Right.
Yesterday I had Sid Curry, and today I have L. Ellis. And I'm going to tell you, man, and then on top of that, I've had Scooter, Tony Branch is coming tomorrow, Wiley Brown. And you take that combination, these kids, they get to see the young and they get to see the combination of the old. And for the first time, we're playing the same tune line.
Yes.
And you know, those young guys, they call us OGs, man. That's what they call us.
Right.
You know, basically old goats, okay? and you know, they want to bring that 80 championship drive back to Louisville basketball. Kenny's got these kids out in the community. Kenny's out in the community taking pictures with fans. His staff, they started actual workouts yesterday. The staff, Sidney Curry said yesterday he was working out and he looked over out of the corner of his eye. There's an all-star group of coaches: Danny Manning, Kenny Payne, Milt Wagner, you know, Nolan Smith. And he's like, these guys are coaching me. It's like these are our coaches. And so, as a fan that we are, think about that. We get to watch a bunch of all-stars build relationships and mentor and help these kids grow. That's amazing, man.
Listen, I couldn't have said it better myself. Just kind of a last general question. So you could feel a instant ripple effect with the hiring of Kenny Payne as far as the city goes as well?
Yep. Oh, my God. People, and I'm everywhere. People are finally talking. We're back. People, you know, what I love, man, is nobody loves Louisville basketball more than a Western Louisville, man. And when you see people and they come up and talk to you, and it's like they missed it because they didn't feel like they were a part of the Louisville group anymore. After the 80s, it kind of was taken away. Now they feel like they're back in because they relate to Kenny. They remember Kenny when he was 18 years old. Mm. Now he's our coach, you know?
Right.
It's just that feeling, man, and it's a great feeling. I mean, every day you wake up and you hear nothing but positive news about Louisville athletics. That is something that is just makes you feel good as a Cardinal fan.
Well, listen, Robbie, man, I appreciate how candid you are. I appreciate you being forward and honest as well. Like I said, it's really emotional. Everybody could kind of hear it coming through the microphone. I appreciate your time. Like I said, I know your camps are always, you know, sold out. So if you want to give any shout-outs before you get out of here, now's the time.
Hey, just two things. One, you can register at kftyumcenter.com. And I want to thank just a couple of sponsors, man. Liberty Financial, Pepsi. I got a group of sponsors that make sure that kids that can't afford my camp, they're in my camp because of my sponsors. And I just got to say, you know, thank you to all that have been with me over 36 years. And we're still getting it done. And, hey, man, I see a lot of positive, cool things that's happening through this, and all the parents that stayed and watched the kids at camp all day long, they're enjoying it more than the kids are. But hey, I really appreciate the time you always give me. You're my brother, man, and you know, everybody I know listens to your show, and the reason why they do, because you played the game, you know how to talk about the game, and it's much appreciated.
Robbie, I do appreciate it. Man, you're talking about 36 years, man. You look like you're 36, man. Goodness gracious.
hey, you know what? I'm going to have my seventh grandkid, and I'm going to tell you, right there alone keeps you young. Right. And you know what? I have four grandkids at my camp now. It's over five. And having them here and be able to do it, man, and be able to teach them, that's what it's all about.
Man, listen, it really sounds like it. Robbie, get back to it. The kids sound like they're having a good time. They need your tools.
Yes.
Appreciate it anytime, and I'm looking forward to seeing you when the season starts.
Appreciate you, brother.
Absolutely. That was one, man. Robbie Valentine. Listen, staple of the community.
Very cool.
Community camp. 36 years of summer camp kids.
It's wild,
can you
man.
Imagine summer camp turned doctor? Now I got to go get a check. Yeah, Robbie, like, what do you mean? You don't remember me? You know, you coached me at, yeah. you know, 22 it's years awesome, ago. It's like, ooh.
I know.
You don't want to start, like, counting the numbers. Are we, Nikki, I have to ask you a question. I give you that signal.
Nick's just not going
to
play out.
I give you that signal.
I'm like, you know, we need to go to a break because we actually have guests today. So we have another one right on the other side.
I give Nikki this signal every single time, Steve, and it takes a minute for us to start playing.
Our next guest runs a $10 billion company.
And Nikki is texting.
His time is his a girlfriend. Little valuable.
Middays with Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.